Day One by Explosions in the Sky. We just heard Explosions in the Sky playing the song Day One. And if you've heard the show before, you may have heard an Explosions in the Sky song before because I play them a lot. But that's good because they're good and I think they're good. So, raining really hard out right now, or at least it was like 10 minutes ago when I got here. So if it still is, it definitely is. And then if it isn't, what a pleasant surprise. But whenever it rains like this, it rains so aggressively, I always think of a Cake song because I often relate things to Cake songs. Cake has nothing to do with post-rock. They're just my favorite ever. Cake the band, not Cake the food. I often have to make that clarification. But anyway, the song is called It's Coming Down, and so whenever it's really raining, I always feel like, it's coming down, it's coming down, it's coming down. If you know that song, it probably sounds way better when they do it than when I do it. With good reason. They're in a famous band, and I'm just a guy in a booth that is way too hot. Whenever I put on a song, I like dance over to the fan, like crank the fan on, open the door. And then when the song's ending, I have to do the reverse because I tried, I think last show, to do it with the fan on, and the fan is quite loud and it's quite distracting for me and also for you maybe, but maybe not. Maybe you're just too cool to be bothered by it. Anyway, moving on. This next song I want to play is by a Canadian band called Ferris Wheel. And the song is A Few Yards Away off the album Une Pue au Nord et Sans Distortion. The song is A Few Yards Away. So here we go. That song goes out to all the people less than 5'6", because that was a short song for short people, and also for tall people. I like that song, and I'm 6 feet tall. So, or if you really want to just really just get in there and just pick a nit, I'm like 5'11" and like a half maybe, or like 3/4", or even a quarter. I don't know. But when someone asks you how tall you are, you're not going to specify like to the quarter of an inch, because nobody has time for that. It's like when someone asks for the time and you're like, well, it's like 2 o'clock, it's 2:10 and 8 seconds right this very second. That's not what you asked for when you asked me what the time was. Anyway, there's a Vancouver band that I like a lot called Zoo Strategies. And they're pretty cool. I've played them a couple times on the show before. They're kind of more on the math side of the post-rock spectrum. But they're really cool. And I like math rock, so that's cool. And they're from Vancouver, which is nice too. So they released an EP yesterday, if you can believe it, called Separation, the Separation EP. And you can check it out on their Bandcamp page if you want, which is what I have up right now, actually. And I want to play for you a song off that album because it's good and they're good and good things are good. And I spoke to Trevor actually from the band yesterday because I heard the new EP and I was like, wow, this is really cool. Like, I'd love to have you guys on the show and like maybe do an interview or like a live set if you guys want, because I've done a live set before and it was really fun with Blind Ghosts. And it's just fun. It's like they just have, you get a band like set up in the studio, just like cranking stuff, and the whole studio is shaking. It's cool. And so they're interested, but busy as I am busy, so we're going to set that up in the future, so look forward to that. And then in the meantime, or in the present, look forward to this song, and then while I'm playing it, enjoy it. So this song is called Actual Birthday by Zoo Strategies off their new EP, Separation. Here we go. So that was Actual Birthday by Zoo Strategies. And the rest of the EP is also quite good. So if you enjoyed that song, you should check out the rest of it. What else? I don't have anyone in the studio with me today. No co-host. No Steven or Ryan or Jeevan. Or a name that rhymes with Ryan. Brian. Why didn't I think of that? That would be a really obvious one. So anyway, so it's just me hanging out, playing some tunes, as I'm wont to do. So if anyone wants to call in and chat with me, or anyone wants to call in and then be on the radio, because I also have the power to do that, unless I accidentally hang up on you, as I want to do, you can do that. So if you want to talk to me, then call me during a song. And if you want to talk, get asked some questions and maybe give away your PIN number, you don't have to give away your PIN number, but you can call in during this time, and then we can have a chat as well. So the number is 604-822-8648. If you want to call in, if you don't, that's cool too. You just want to listen. But now is a good chance, you know, if you want to hang out. So what else do we have up next? Right. I would like to play a song by the band Mounds of Earth off their album What It All Could Be. The song is Reprise or Reprise. One or the other. I'm not really sure which, but Reprise the Process. Let's do that. Reprise the Process. by Mounds of Earth. Here we go. That was Reprise the Process by Mounds of Earth. And they're cool. They're from California. And I recommend you guys checking them out as well. That's Mounds of Earth. If you ever feel like I didn't repeat the name of the song enough, or if you missed it, or if you really liked it, I have a Facebook page where I post the track lists. So if you ever missed it, you can go and check that out. The Facebook page is called The Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. And if you could like it as well while you're there, that would give me all the warm fuzzies in the world, because it's cool when people like it, because then I know you're listening. And it's nice to know that people are listening and not just my mom. Although it's cool to know that she's listening too, not to belittle that. Anyway, I'm gonna plug that until more people like it. And I'm gonna, yeah, and there's another thing. If you find it annoying, then if just enough people like it, then I won't even mention it anymore. Because it's just like a good way where I like post stuff and then we can stay connected. And I can hear from you because I like talking to you guys. And you people out there that are fans of post-rock, which is cool. It's nice to meet other people that are fans of post-rock because they're... I don't know if there aren't... It's not that there aren't a lot of us. It's just that there isn't enough of us. Because it's such an amazing genre that's so complex. And it's nice to be able to share that with people. So if you want to share that with me, that's a good way to do that. Also calling in again, if you want to. Because I'm so lonely. So lonely. But for real, what else was I going to say? I think I'm just going to move right into the next song. So the next song that I have to play for you today is a song by the band Do Make Say Think. And they are just my favorites. It's Do Make Say Think, Cake, The Glitch Mob, and Van Morrison. Van Morrison is really good. Oh, but Do Make Say Think, like, for me to put Van Morrison with Do Make Say Think, that Do Make Say Think is that good. They're quite good. Anyway, to talk them up quite a lot. They released an album in 2009. They're pretty prolific. They have a lot of albums, but they released one in 2009 called Other Truths, and it has four songs on it. The first one is Do, the second one is Make, the third one is Say, and the fourth one is Think, as you would imagine. And they're all just beautiful and complex and wonderful. So I would like to start you guys with Do. I'm not going to play the whole thing, although I would love to. But I'm going to play the song Do for you guys. So Do Make Say Think, playing the song Do. I absolutely love it, so I hope you guys will enjoy it too. And I will see you on the other side. Thank you. we just heard Do Make Say Think playing the song Do. And if you stayed for the whole song, I'm proud of you because it was a long one, but well worth it, I think. It's still going on in the background. Will this song ever end? Yeah, it will. It's ending actually just this second, so there, it's over. Yeah, what was I thinking? Right. In that break, I came to the bathroom and came back, which was nice for me. That's the good thing about long songs, is they give me a little time to go do whatever, like getting a couple of bar fights, and still have time to come back and with plenty of time to spare, because that was a long song. What was I thinking? I don't know if you ever take advice from voices on the radio, but I've been thinking a lot lately about flaws and the flaws that we have and the flaws that other people have. And I think that one thing that I've come to the conclusion, I don't know if this is something that you guys have already come to or not, but I think that we should embrace our flaws and show them to people, because when you hide them and you try to maybe pretend they don't exist or keep them from people, you give them power. And if you're aware of your flaws, like I'm aware that I'm kind of obnoxious and a little bit overconfident, maybe is the word, or maybe there's a better way to put it. I don't know. But if you're aware of it and within the first few times of spending time with someone, you just put that right out there, then it's like popping a balloon. Or letting the air out of a balloon. It just kind of deflates. And then there's no surprise. And you remove the power that your flaws have over you. By just acknowledging them and accepting them. And working to change them if you can. Not letting them change you. You changing them. Anyway, that was a little rant that I thought of on the way here, but it's something that I've been thinking about for a while, so it wasn't my random list of questions that I generate on the walk here. A little more thought into it than that. The next song I want to play is by a band called Beach House, and they're really cool. Some of you may know them. They're more dream poppy, I think, than the stuff that I usually play, but I'm going to play them anyway because I do what I want. So this next song is by Beach House. It's called Used to Be, off the album Teen Dream.
Just
That was Beach House playing the song Used to Be. And I don't normally give shout-outs on this show. I do occasionally, but I don't normally do it. But I want to give a shout-out today to the woman that I was walking behind on the way to the sub, who right outside the front of the sub dropped her Caesar salad, and it just spilled all over the ground. Just like a meter from the door, because it just broke my heart. Like, it was so hard to watch, and I just wanted to help, but I couldn't, and I had to be here, but oh, it broke my heart. So shouts out to you, and I hope your day improves, because that would have ruined mine. And shouts out to anyone who ever drops salad all over the ground, because it must be crushing. Or any food ever, really. They should invent a way so that food doesn't fall on the ground. Like, if food could just stay in and around my mouth and belly, that would be nice. That's really all I had to say on that issue. But, yeah, that broke my heart. Is it still raining out? Do you guys know? I mean, I'm supposed to probably be in charge of, like, I don't, the people, that's a thing sometimes people do on the radio. Like, oh, it's 10 degrees out. I actually have no idea, because there are no windows in here and it's really dark and far away. So, you know what? I'm going to play a song and then I'll check it out and then report back if that works for you guys. So, the next track that I want to play for you today is by the band Allison's Halo off the album Eye Dazzler. The song is Leech. I hope you enjoy it.
We'll be right back.
That was Alison Taylor playing the song Leech. And we have one more song, and we have a bit of time. Time left, got like 10 minutes. I did go and check, and it is very much, in fact, raining, which you probably knew. But I checked just for you, because I'm that kind of guy. So I was reading about, have you guys ever heard of the mantis shrimp? Because it's probably the most amazing animal. So just a couple facts about the mantis shrimp. So humans have 3 color receptor cones. We have green, blue, and red. And so we can see all the colors that you can imagine we could see. Butterflies have 5. So they have green, blue, red, and then 2 others. Mantis shrimp have 16, which is nuts. So they can see so many colors that we can't imagine. And that's weird in itself, that like there are colors out there that exist that we don't know. But so they can see all these colors, and they're actually pretty beautiful to look at. They're like these, like this like amazing cyan kind of color. But they're one of the most vicious animals out there. They have 2 appendages at the front of its body, like kind of like these arm pincer kind of things, and they can accelerate the tips at the same velocity as a gunshot from a .22 caliber rifle. So the statistic itself is, in less than 3,000th of a second, they can strike prey with 1,500 newtons of force. So if human beings could accelerate our arms that fast, we could throw, or if we could accelerate our arms at 1/10 that speed, we'd be able to throw a baseball into orbit, which would be nuts. That'd be fun. So they move their arms so quickly that the water around them boils and creates a shockwave that can kill the prey even if they miss their target. The strike is so strong that it produces tiny bursts of light. And their primary mode of killing something is by dismemberment, which is nuts. So right now, the military is looking into using their technology to produce like body armor for troops. And aquariums don't have mantis shrimp because mantis shrimp just kill everything that they put a tank in. They put in a tank with the mantis shrimp. And mantis shrimp also break the aquarium glass with their pincers, so they just don't have them. But anyway, mantis shrimp are really cool, so you should look into that. I'm reading all of this from an oatmeal comic, so you know it's reliable. But also because I had been aware of them before. But yeah, definitely check out mantis shrimp because they're really pretty. And you can tell I'm just killing time because I guess we moved through songs faster than we normally do. I usually have 40 minutes of music and then 20 minutes of talking, but I have no guests today and I'm really just not an interesting person, so I didn't really have anything prepared. So just shooting the breeze a bit. I have one last song that's really cool. It's by the band Joywave. They're kind of new wave electro pop indie kind of like thing. It's hard to define. You'll hear it when I play it, but I first heard of them because I won some tickets to see Bleachers, who I don't know if you guys know, they're kind of like indie band too, indie pop indie kind of thing. And Joywave was opening for them, and so I went and saw them, and I was like, wow, Joywave is really cool. So they're really cool, and they've released an EP recently, and they're releasing an LP I think at the start of the summer, but I may be wrong. So they're cool. And I like them a lot. So I'm going to play them, I guess, because I can't, like, I can't put it off any longer because I really want to hear this song. It's one of my favorites. The song is off their mixtape 77777, five sevens. And you can get it online for free off their website, which is cool. And I totally recommend it because it's a great, great album. Not super post-rocky, but enough that I can shoehorn it into the genre, just to play it because I want to, because it's a good song. So the song is virus.exe, which, if you're wondering, is an executable file on a computer. So I guess the idea is like virus.exe is like an executable file, that if you were to open it would give your computer a virus. But I didn't write it, so I don't know what they were going with it, but that's my interpretation. So anyway, virus.exe, Joywave. Hope you enjoy it. Hope you enjoy the wave.
From this distant vantage point, the Earth, might not seem of any particular interest. But for us, it's different. Consider again that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you ever heard of, every human being who ever was, lived out their lives.
We just heard Joywave playing the song Virus.exe, and I'm running out of time, but it was a pleasure as always. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope you have a great week. I'll be here next week from 2 to 3. And should you so desire, you can hit up the Facebook page, Spice of Life at CITR, or the Spice of Life, CITR 101.9 FM. And get feedback or talk to me or like it and then make me feel good. Up next, I believe we have Marco. And in the meantime, we're going to have some playlist songs, and I picked the first one, which is really cool. It's Bonobo playing the song First Fires featuring Grey Reverend, and it's a great tune, so stick around for that. Stick around for Marco. Stick around for the rest of CITR's programming, and I hope you're back next week to tune in and hang out with your old pal Ben Life on The Spice of Life. So, without further adieu, have a beautiful week, and see you guys next time. Thanks. See you later.
Like the first fire.